You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Welcome to the Mystery Crate. I'm here with Billy, Roy, and Tony. And Jessica.
Oh, my. And others.
Come on, Woody.
And others. So you're about to hear us talk about varying modes of transportation. We had this conversation after the show, and then we'll get to the world's strongest man. That's coming up here in just a moment.
Billy, have you ever been on a train?
I have been on a train. I went from one time when I had to go to DC. I flew into Baltimore and then took a train. No, I rented a car and went to DC, and then I took a train from DC to Baltimore to fly back home.
I took a train from Miami to Orlando.
Wow, how was that?
Long.
but long. Really? Like longer than driving?
Yeah, I should have just drove. It was like 5 hours.
Oh shit, no.
Wait, Miami to where?
Orlando.
Would you think like you took Amtrak?
Stops.
Your dog is eating you.
They're building out the Bright Line there. I'm sure that'll be.
They've been building that for.
Yeah.
No. Bright Line. They're actually doing it.
Yeah. They're actually working on the Palmetto also.
Yeah, I'll see it when I'm actually.
Okay, the Palmetto is like 147 lanes now. Fair play.
No.
I have a question to Tony's question. Has anyone ever not been on a train? I feel like everyone's been on a train.
I mean, in South Florida, it would be very easy not to get on a train.
Yeah. Well, do you count like Metro Rails as trains?
Yeah,
it's a train.
That's a rail, though.
I think Tony's probably
same thing. About,
like get, like being,
a proper train,
like getting from city to city.
Yeah.
Like you know,
like a real train.
Not
so you don't count like subways.
A train is a train. A subway is a train. It's on a track. It's a locomotive.
But it's sub, right? Like underneath the ground. So I don't really.
Yes, but it's also above ground. So is it not a train underground? But then when the subway goes above ground,
exactly.
It's a train.
No, man. If it's on a rail, it's a train.
I think it has to have a locomotive. There needs to be a locomotive involved, and there needs to be a caboose involved.
What?
Locomotive.
Right? Yeah. No, we know the words.
Back. I think those things need to be there for it to be a train. Like a subway car doesn't have a caboose.
1865.
Well, technically, it's the last car was a caboose. That's not the point. The point is, it's not a locomotive.
So, are you talking about like an old school train? Is what you want us to have been on?
I think what Tony is saying.
I haven't been on an old school train.
Have you gone from one city to another city in a train?
In a charcoal train where somebody's charcoal into a.
Not like gotten from
conductor hat.
Yes. Not gotten from Brickell to the airport in a train.
Correct. Or from Kendall to.
I understand what you're saying, Jessica. It is still a train, but it's intra-city trains, right? Yeah, we're saying, like, have you gone
interstate
down?
Train.
Have you seen some countryside in a train?
Yeah.
What experience or if I were to only have gone on a Metrorail, am I missing that a real train delivers that a Metrorail?
The countryside.
I mean, you guys mean like a sleeper train, like something where you have different cars, that you have a dining cart, you have a sleeping cart, right?
Hmm.
Car.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's what you mean? Like those types of trains?
I just think Tony's just saying a long distance.
Yeah.
You're not traveling mechanically.
You're not traveling within a city. Yeah, you know, in my case, going from, you know, London, Euston to Southampton.
Oh,
an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh my God.
Southwestern
Railway.
Wanting
to tell us about that.
Southampton.
Roy, have you been on a train?
No.
Ooh, has Chris Cody been on a train?
He's gone for the day.
Oh.
Is he mad that we talked about him?
No.
The F word.
His daughter is ill. So.
He texted me, so I'm fucking pissed.
I think next time we have Amici on, we should have him give Woody a psych evaluation.
Hmm.
Mystery crate idea.
Probing.
That's actually a good mystery crate idea.
Great. John Amici.
Like once every 2 months, well,
figures out what's wrong with
you. Do you have to pay him like $250? Like how much do you think he charges?
Yeah, you should. Keep it above board, you know?
Yeah.
$250 for John Amici, there's no way he's that cheap. He's gotta be at least like $500 or $600 a session.
What's a quid to a dollar?
It's like $1.3 per quid.
Oh man. So how much is a pound?
Well, a quid is
16 ounces.
A quid is a pound.
What is a pound?
Tony.
How about a bob?
Oh, that's also 1 pound. 50 bub.
Fuck. Catch up watching Peaky Blinders. I'm trying to catch up on all my.
I said. I have a friend, like you know, a friend who's like who fancies himself into English culture. And I said, Bob. He goes, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "Listen, if you're really into English culture, you know what Bob is.
Yeah. What about euro?
How about euro? 10 bob.
I think bob is worth a little less than a pound.
It's a euro. I mean,
Belgium are under the cosh here.
Cosh? You say cosh?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
They're under duress.
They're under,
under duress.
They're under it.
They're under the cosh, man.
They're under Bob.
They're under Bob, yeah. Bob's on top.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa.
What does that mean?
Wait.
Phrasing.
Baby.
What?
What
happened there?
What other mode of transportation has everybody been on? Like, have you taken a bus somewhere?
I've never been on a cruise before.
What?
What are these questions?
On a cruise.
I've been on one cruise. Billy, don't you go on cruises a lot?
I love cruises.
Billy's a cruiser.
Big cruise guy. Oh, Tony could crush a cruise also, I have a feeling.
Jesse, I don't know why.
Jesse.
A lot of Jessicas in my life and I...
Wait, me?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
I have four Jessies in my life, boys and girls. So it's just...
Jessie's girl?
Sometimes I get caught in here. Jessica, wait till you meet Billy Cruz. Billy Cruz is...
None of you have met me on a cruise.
I'm saying, we've heard of Billy Cruz.
Yeah.
I've heard of Billy Carnival.
Oh. Oh.
I was. Bobby Carnival. I still had that picture on my computer the other day. I was like, I need to put this in the bin and hide all evidence of it for Billy's sake.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Does anybody call you Jesse?
Like a couple friends from college, but they spell it like J-E-S-I.
Jesse. S-I. Only one S?
Yeah. It's a weird. I don't know why.
My sister-in-law is Jesse, but J-E-S-S.
Jesse Spano?
Yeah, that's normal.
Tony, have you ever been on a seaplane?
I have.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I've flown to Bimini on a seaplane, and boy, let me.
Of course.
You fancy guy.
It was exciting, Billy.
Of course. You've been to Bimini on a seaplane.
Billy, I don't feel like you do well on a seaplane. That feels stressful for you.
I went on a propeller plane once, and it was not exciting at all. Not exciting. At all.
I quite liked it. I think we flew to the Bahamas on a propeller plane.
Same.
Seaplane or propeller plane?
No, it was a propeller plane. Yeah, and like, first off, I love anything that involves you walking out on the tarmac and walking up the stairs.
Oh, that's the greatest.
I do the presidential wave as I go into the plane.
Yes.
That's fun. But yeah, I mean, I don't see any danger really in those kinds of planes.
Are you guys afraid of flying?
No, I'm completely
not a big flyer.
I am the opposite of afraid of flying on planes.
Wow,
I
think you look forward to it.
The safest mode of transportation.
It really is.
And,
oh Lord,
and I enjoy it.
I have to have a beer before going on.
There's no plane where I feel unsafe. None.
So.
You are jinxing yourself so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the next flight we're going to take, by the way, is to Tahoe, so everybody can relax on everything for a second on the
job. Oh, we never... Didn't Stugat say he was going to talk about that? What happened?
Yeah.
Did that conversation happen?
No, talk about tomorrow.
No. He said he wants to jump on a Zoom tomorrow, which,
That's probably not going to happen.
I'll be in charge of wrangling him.
Friday Zoom.
The thing with the seaplane is you sit right behind the pilot. So there's two pilots.
Yeah.
And you sit 2 inches away from them. So if one guy goes down,
you guys
I assume the next person behind him is the one that picks up the slack and like flies the plane. So I was in that position twice where I was like, if this guy has a cardiac arrest and we're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, I may have to try and fly this sucker.
Mm-hmm. Billy, when are we going to have this show cruise? When is this going to happen?
Oh, Mar Miami.
Shoot. Mar Miami. We got to do that soon.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Next summer.
Thinking next summer too, right?
That's about right.
Definitely.
Yeah, do it.
Have you guys ever been on a duck boat?
Yes.
I have.
Yes.
Those are more dangerous than any other method of transportation.
Yeah, breathe in the exhaust.
They don't. They're like so dangerous.
Okay. Mm.
There are duck boat accidents every, I don't know. I mean, there hasn't been one in a couple of years now because of the pandemic. But pre-pandemic, there were duck boat drownings, duck boat crashes. Like, they don't work on land or on sea.
Basically. But is that on the duck boat or is that on the operator? I feel like maybe duck boat captains get a little too excited.
Anybody can drive that thing.
No, it's not true. Like, the way that they're designed makes them not good at either land or sea because they're hybrid. So the things that you need to be in the water prevent you from being a good motor vehicle and vice versa. And they're so dangerous. I don't know why they're still allowed.
It's an open-top bus, right? That can go in the water. It's essentially what it is.
Love an open-top bus.
Sort of, yeah. It's a little... Yeah.
What you do?
I mean, it's like what the Patriots ride every year when they win the Super Bowl.
I've seen it. They have some here in Miami.
Yeah.
They just, I've never.
Tony, I don't know why I'm being a dog with a bone on this, but I like thinking of every different mode of transportation.
Right.
Have you ever been on one of those beer pub crawls where everyone is on
a bicycle?
It's like a communal bike and everyone's pedaling towards the thing moving.
I think I have.
Communal bike. How many people?
Those like bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Where
it's,
in Nashville.
So it's
so
a
basic
contraption where there's wheels and everyone who's on it. It's like up to like 16 people.
Yeah.
It's like the length of a bar and everyone's pedaling so the thing can
be propelled
forward.
But then some people stop pedaling because they're drunk and that's a problem.
Yeah.
I feel like I have been on one. I just don't.
They're. Well, I feel like they're very chuggy now.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You're on a unicycle?
I'm not as coordinated as you probably are.
What?
I feel like you're a unicycle.
No, I was on a unicycle.
No, he's a penny farthing guy.
Penny farthing might as well be a unicycle.
Yeah.
Why were you on a unicycle, Roy?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
You said you were on a unicycle. Why were you on a unicycle?
Wow. I'm surprised.
Because my friend had a unicycle and I tried it out and I failed spectacularly.
Have you ever done a pogo stick?
Ooh.
Yes, I have.
Really? How
have
you on
a tattoo?
Oh.
There's only so many bounces you can get on a pogo stick.
Have you ever been on one of those scooters that they have lying around in major metropolitan areas?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Very
dangerous. Oh my gosh. I had the worst experience with one of those during the Atlanta Super Bowl. Thing just didn't work. It ran out of gas. I was on I was in 4-inch stiletto heels trying to operate this stupid scooter and people were driving by laughing at me and my friend. It was so embarrassing.
Had you not heard of Ubers or
no, there were no Ubers because the traffic was gridlocked in Atlanta, which is, you know, a side effect of having a Super Bowl in one of the
Is this like Super Bowl Sunday?
It was Super Bowl Saturday. I was trying to get to the Sports Illustrated party. And so I was dressed really nice, had my hair and makeup done and everything. And so we had to get out of our Uber like 6 blocks away from the party because everything was gridlocked. And so we were trying to jump on the scooters thinking, oh, this will be super simple and easy, right? No, you have to sign up. You have to put money in an account. And then once you actually unlock the scooter, half of them don't even work. They're out of gas. The battery's dead. It's so stupid. So I still have a $10 credit on this stupid Bird app. I'm never going to use. Never again.
Did you have to take off your shoes for that? You were in stilettos?
You should have probably taken off.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I don't know what feet have been on that thing. I would not.
Exactly.
You can't go
Who else is going barefoot
on the Bird in Atlanta?
No one. That's why. Everyone's stepping on dog shit and then standing on the scooter like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I don't want my feet to be black and then ruin the inside of my shoes.
Yeah.
But it was so embarrassing. People legitimately drove by and were taking videos of us because we were just two dumb girls trying to figure out the scooters while we were all like dressed up in like nice outfits. I really wanted someone to post one and it to go viral because it would have been the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Tony, have you ever used a city bike?
Yes.
Okay.
So in Brooklyn, my buddies live in Brooklyn on a certain street. I'm not going to bore you with the details.
What's their address?
It is 137 McGinnis Boulevard.
Last four digits of
their
social.
Like Hell's Kitchen or something?
5656. Anyways, so we would take a city bike and go to Anthony and Sons. Jess, I don't know if you've ever been to Anthony and Sons in Brooklyn.
No, but I city bike everywhere.
Okay, so before you leave, I know you live in Manhattan, but before you leave, you need to go to Anthony and Sons. Unless you're already gone. If that's the point, then never mind.
Why?
Because it's the greatest sandwich shop ever. 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 Mm. Ever. At the FDNY, tell them...
Tell him Anthony sent you.
Anthony sent me. Hi, sons.
Use promo code Anthony
to
check out.
Nice to meet your kids.
Gluten-free bread.
No gluten-free bread, baby.
He has to.
100%. Oh, that's right. You're... never mind.
Sad.
Tony, have you ever been picked up in one of those, you know, like the people at the Dolphins game who have the bicycle?
Oh, man.
The rickshaw attached to them? You ever been driven in a rickshaw?
I have.
You did one of those in the Grove, didn't you?
I've done one in the Grove, and I've also done one in Thailand.
I
was on a tuk-tuk in Thailand that I did.
Ooh.
A tuk-tuk.
A tuk-tuk is essentially like, think about a golf cart, but it's longer. It only has 3 wheels. And it's motorized. And then the top, Thai people are not very tall. So when I had to get into the top of the tuk-tuk, like I hit my head, smoked my head on the top of it. And I had like a little mark on my forehead, which was not great. So I've been in a tuk-tuk. I've been in...
And there's a million of them everywhere, right? And they like drive kind of crazy.
Is it like that cart on Temple of Doom?
Kind of.
Wow.
Kind of, yeah.
Wow. I don't know why I turned this into grilling Tony on every mode of transportation he's been on, but I got to say, he's crossed a lot of them off. I'm not sure there's a lot left for you to do, Tony.
The only thing that I haven't been on is a hot air balloon.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can save that.
I haven't been
Who on this Zoom would want to be on a hot air balloon?
I'll do it.
Not for you?
I'll do it once.
Roy, would you want to be on a hot air balloon?
No. Okay. Stugatz was on a hot air balloon, I believe. Mm.
And you get stuck in a tree or something?
Yeah.
Everybody
Billy and I have similar sensibilities when it comes to
means
travel.
Of transportation. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
thanks.
Like I'm good. Skydive. I'm good.
No,
the floor is fine for me. Thank you.
Yeah.
You guys sure? I mean,
yeah, I like. I like.
Am I the only one on the show that's going to skydive?
Yes, you are.
Have you done it?
No,
yet?
I'm not skydiving.
I haven't yet.
I think I do, but also I can't imagine being in the back of a plane and staring into the abyss and thinking I'm going to jump into that.
Here's a horrible mode of transportation. Like a mountain gondola, like if you go to like to go to ski or whatever.
Oh yeah, like the lift, like ski lift.
Not a ski lift. Like the ski lift is fine. It's okay because you're like maybe 50 feet off the ground. It's like the gondola. Like if you go to like Tennessee, like Gatlinburg or something, where you're like hundreds of feet off the ground in this giant thing with like 100 people on it, and you're like looking at the little cables. Like no, thank you. It was horrific. It was horrible. I hated every minute of it. And I was horrible at snowboarding, so like, what was the point of even doing?
Oh yeah, no, I was dreadful at snowboarding. That was like the most exhausting 45 minutes of my life.
It's just killer quad workout. You know?
My legs have never been heavier.
My ass, my hamstrings, my quads, my kneecaps.
All that to not be successful is just so unpleasant.
Well, it's like a thing where people do it all the time, right? So like, if I had a mountain, you know, available to me regularly, maybe I'd be better at it. But am I really going to conquer this in like 3 days? No, I'm not. But I also felt like after doing like the little courses and all that stuff, like I need to go up the mountain one time, even if it's like the bunny slope, and go down once. Because if not, I've wasted all of this time and like the practice classes and rent. Exactly.
It's so expensive
for nothing. So I had to do it once. I thought I was going to fall off the side of the mountain. It was not the best. I do the thing where like, I just threw myself on the ground sometimes. Like, we're going a little bit too quick. All right. Time to take a little spill.
Billy, I did the same thing. I ended up on moguls somehow, and I was going so fast, like, hitting the moguls, and I got so scared, and I just tipped myself over.
Mm-hmm. Let's slow this down a bit.
You fell to slow yourself down.
Just so
that you didn't fall at a higher rate of speed.
Thinking back, maybe that's where I picked up the strategy on the rollerblades that was not a good strategy of throw yourself on the floor.
Oh, that's so true. The rollerblading video is so good.
Oh, I was so defeated by that point.
Such a dangerous thing.
Hey guys, it's Mike Fuentes. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. My last year has been crazy. Started off editing videos for Dan, a podcast here and there, and now I basically do everything there is for Mystery Crate. And it's not about doing something different. It's about doing something that makes me happy. Something that makes me smile. Something that's not as simple as you think. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste. Only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. Less filling and only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Speaking of mountains, here's a mountain of a man, the world's strongest man.
Can I ask you a question without insulting you?
That depends on what that means. Go ahead.
I guess that's up to me, but here's the question. If you compete in the world's strongest man competition, right, and you finish eighth, do you go around telling people you're the eighth strongest man in the world?
Me personally, I wouldn't, because if you're not first, you're last.
You're the world's weakest man if you're not the world's strongest man.
Pretty much. For me personally, I wouldn't go around bragging about being the eighth strongest man in the world. But if somebody asks, like, yeah, I came in eighth in that competition that year.
You still get to say that you're of the world's strongest man, right? Like you throw giant tires around and pull buses, right? Like it's not like you did not do that as a result of not having won.
Right. I would say probably like, yeah, I'm one of the top 10 strongest men in the world. That's probably what I would leave it at.
So you're in the world's strongest man competition, which is this week, and there's an event called the pickaxe hold during the qualifying round. You just have to hold a pickaxe? That doesn't sound very hard.
You'd think that originally until you get a pickaxe in your hand that's literally about as big as you are, and you have to hold it with outstretched arms. You have to keep your back and your butt against a post that they have set up for you, and you need to hold it as long as you possibly can. I'm willing to guarantee it's not easy for anybody, let alone us.
But if the pickaxe is my size, it's probably smaller than the one that's your size that you're using, so maybe it'll be easier for me.
If you're trying to look for an easier way out, then yeah, probably.
Are there ever like things that you do throughout the day, like normal daily tasks? Like say you're folding a fitted sheet and you can't get it folded correctly and you get frustrated and you're like, fuck, like I'm the world's strongest man and I can't even fold a fucking fitted sheet. Like, does that ever happen to you?
It's funny because I that's like around a 60 or a 70. I'll go from 0 to 100 where if I get mad, I'll just work. Just yeet it right across the room.
just rip the fitted sheet in half. Just
yep.
Fuck this and just.
How many times have you pooped yourself trying to lift something?
Mm.
Twice.
Wow. Can you walk us through that? How does
shortest that... man.
See, it was a bright and sunny day in Pennsylvania, in the hills of Pennsylvania, and the birds were singing, and I was lifting a really heavy weight and. I mean, the story pretty much writes itself from
enough
there
said,
on.
Yeah.
Shit myself lifting a really heavy weight.
What? So it was, you were just lifting. It wasn't like doing a world's strongest man competition. You weren't like pulling a bus or lifting a tire. It was just you were exercising and this happened.
Yeah. Both times were during training. Yeah. I've never done it during a competition. And I'd like to keep it that way.
As far as measurements are concerned, do you prefer pounds or stone?
I don't even know how to measure stone. So to me, that's a fake measurement. So I measure in freedom units. Thank you.
Can we go back a second? What happens if you do poop yourself during the competition? Because I assume there's cameras around. Like, would you just be like, oopsies? Like, how do you go on from that?
I think the smartest way to go about that would probably be just to own it, honestly. Because you're probably going to get ridiculed for it a lot either way.
It would go viral, Evan. So, like, there's an argument to be made that you might want to try it.
You know what? I was thinking about not doing that during the competition, but after your words of wisdom, I think I might give it a shot.
Good.
Don't listen to him, Evan.
Yeah, don't.
He thinks that the price of fame is. Like, everyone should just do something to go viral, and it's all worth it.
Beyond shitting yourself, what is the, like, way in which your body most has kind of obviously shut down as a result of you exerting yourself too much?
I've blacked out a lot. Like, I've deadlifted a really heavy single, and after I dropped it and let go of it, I took that second where I started going black, and then down, right on the ground.
Did it cause an earthquake? I assume that that's a loud...
Call me fat?
No, you are definitely not fat, Evan.
Good answer. No, it was. I was completely fine. I was within 10 seconds, I was back on my feet. So it was just one of those head rush things.
So I noticed on your Instagram, like you're a pretty big guy, I would say. Like you're what, 6'5"? I don't know how much you weigh, but I'm guessing in the 300-pound range. How much do you weigh? Can you answer that?
6'6", 355.
355, Jesus. Wow, okay. So I noticed on your Instagram you had a photo next to someone who made you look small. Like some massive fucking dude. Looked like the mountain from Game of Thrones. I don't actually know who
big
he
bald
is. But
fucker.
Yeah, big bald fucker. And I was thinking, fine. Have you ever taken a picture next to someone really small just to make a funny picture, you know? Like
To normal people, I pretty much dwarf normal people. Somebody who's really, really small... No.
Like Jose Altuve. Have you ever stood next to Jose Altuve?
Who in the hell is Jose Altuve?
Oh no.
That's fair.
T-Rex, how do you fit through doors?
Sideways.
Really?
Yeah. So it's
do you
like
have
a,
like a normal bed
lean?
Or like a shack bed? Like where do you sleep?
Shit. I have a king size bed that I take most of it up by myself.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a car that is affordable. That's what I drive.
Ah, good answer.
Yeah.
Have you thought about a WWE career going into wrestling?
I've had one.
Oh, you had one?
I got signed to WWE when I was 18 and I graduated high school.
Oh, nice. It sounds like you have good mic skills. That would definitely work out for you.
Yeah, it helped me out a little bit.
T-Rex, you're a big Jurassic Park fan, I found out, and you have lots of collectibles. You like the movies. So I think the obvious question is, I don't know if you've seen this, but there were rumors that the Fast and Furious franchise speculated there may be a crossover with Jurassic Park. Is that something that you could see happening that you would enjoy? Or are you such a Jurassic Park purist that you wouldn't want anything to do with Toretto fighting dinosaurs?
I am an absolute Jurassic Park purist. If Fast and Furious gets anywhere near my beloved series, I will disown the entire franchise.
I actually just noticed you're the same age as Chris Whittingham, who's the gentleman in the glasses and the blue shirt. Do you think you could kick his ass?
Absolutely.
How long would it take you to kill him?
Are we going to start within proximity of me being able to grab him, or do I need to chase him down first?
Yeah, you're in a small room with him.
Oh, God. 15, 20 seconds?
Okay, really? What if you had to chase him down?
How would I chase him down? Well, I know I can be faster. My size is deceiving. I'm actually quite fast on my feet.
Really? What about if he's actually right now holding a bat? What if he had that bat? How long would it take you to kill him?
Well, it'd probably take me an extra 5 to 10 seconds to shove the bat up his ass. So,
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Would that be like as part of the killing or just for like your own?
Just for funsies.
It's engaged.
Oh, I would bring him to a puddle and walk around with you.
Like, how often do people step to you because you're the world's strongest man? I don't, like, does anyone want a piece of you?
In normal everyday life, no. Everybody is smart enough to stay away from me. I got a lot of very short guys that would approach me and wanting to prove themselves to me for whatever reason when I was a bouncer, and they got a little bit of liquid courage in them.
What's like the task that people make you do when there's like something that needs to be lifted? Just an annoying thing that you always get asked to do because you're the strong big guy.
Oh God, helping people move.
Oh yeah.
It'll be just like another one of your workouts. You can come help me move my stuff. Oh yeah, thanks.
But also a couch is probably nothing for you, right? You can just like pick up a couch and chuck it over your shoulder, right?
Yes, that is true, but it's also physically taxing because after I'm done with that, whether it's a long day or not, I still have to go work out after that. So
you don't have to. You could just not work out.
Well, I'm also used to being the best. An excuse like that comes from somebody like you.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
What's your daily workout? What's like, you know, an average day in the gym?
I'll start off with about half an hour, 45 minutes of stretching. Just make sure everything is good. A little bit of cardio to warm up. And then probably 2 hours of heavy weight training.
What about the food? How much do you eat and what exactly do you put into your body?
About 8,000 to 10,000 calories every day.
God damn.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. It's absolutely awful. I hate doing it. It's about 3-4 pounds of red meat every day, whether that be steak or ground beef.
Oh my God. Not cooked, right? You just eat it raw?
Your cholesterol.
It's usually rice or potatoes, and my vegetable of choice is broccoli.
What about fast food?
I love fast food.
Give me the craziest big order you've ever done with fast food.
Well, it's funny because before I got into Strongman, I was a bodybuilder. I did one show, and after the competition, I was like, okay, fuck this. This is absolutely awful. I hate this diet. I'm never doing this again, and I need to purge like right now. So on my way back from the show, I stopped at a Burger King, and I got like 50, 60 bucks worth of Burger King. And I ordered at least one of everything on the menu and doubled some things and scarfed all of it. And then about 5-10 minutes later, I had to pull over and stop and throw up. But totally worth it. Would do it all over again.
Love it.
T-Rex, if you ever got stuck in a whale, how would you get out of it?
Yeah.
I would eat my way out of it.
My man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Just bite into the side of the whale?
Yep. I would go for organs. I would go for the side of the whale. Anything that would, if I'm not going to be able to get out of that in time to save my own life, I want that whale to die too.
Oh, wow. Like we were just thinking you punch it like in the, you know, the tongue and stuff like that. And eventually
yeah,
get
I feel
out.
Like your
you'd
teeth
eat
are
your way out.
Your teeth are probably your least strong attribute would be my guess. I feel like you're
a normal person.
Jaw strength.
I actually think you should kick your way out of it, because I feel like, you know, you're doing all these deadlifts and all this stuff in these weightlifting competitions. Your legs are probably very strong.
That's also very true.
Do you ever skip leg day?
Never.
What about skip, just in general? Do you ever skip?
No.
Skip to my loo?
I haven't skipped in so long, and I'm scared to do it now because I might break my legs.
I'd love to see a video of you skipping, if you can maybe do that later and send it to us.
Well, I have an OnlyFans set up if you want to head over there.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Oh,
okay. We should set that one up for you.
The disappointment.
What's like the thing that is the biggest antithesis to the world's strongest man as a behavior? Like, do you cry at movies? Like, is there anything that you do that you'd be like ashamed to admit because it's not in keeping with being the world's strongest man?
I love love ballads, like the corny, like Michael Bolton-esque, like Backstreet Boys love ballads. I love those. I sing along to them like with all of my heart and soul.
So you would do anything for love, but you won't do that.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Can we get a
taste? Are you a musical fan at all, Evan? Musicals?
Musicals are very hit or miss for me.
Mm. What's your favorite one?
Sweeney Todd.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm. Very good.
Can you sing a little Sweeney Todd?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Can you sing at all?
I can. I actually have a very good voice.
Oh, let's hear that.
Okay, so like what, like what's like the what's the power ballad that comes on in the car that really most gets you going? We'll try and help you out here as a backing chorus.
Now, I'm going to warn you right now. I can't really sing right now because past couple of days I got really bad food poisoning.
I haven't read the book.
Growing up, I was throwing up for like 2 days straight. So my voice box is chopped to shit right now.
I mean, you sound fine. I mean, look, we'll help you out. Like, we will, you know, like, we'll
sing
with
you. It's fine,
guys.
He can't sing. No, you know, like,
he's a bad singer.
Hey, you got a problem. You want to fight?
No, I don't want to fight. I just want to encourage you to sing because I think the audience deserves to hear your beautiful voice.
I'll fight you.
Oh, God. I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys. You guys know that one?
Let's go.
What's that?
It's a classic.
You are my fire.
The one desire, believe when I say I want it that way.
But we, is that the wrong line? I forgot the next one.
Tell me why I think.
Two worlds apart.
Can't reach to your heart.
When you say,
come on, get in it.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why.
I never want to hear you say, I want it that way.
Take it away, Roy.
No, I don't like boy bands. That will never come out of my mouth. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Who's your favorite Backstreet Boy, T-Rex?
He's a Brian guy, I think. Yeah.
No, he's Team Kevin.
It's Brian.
Brian over Nick? Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know any of these people.
What's the smallest item that you regularly toss? What's the largest thing you regularly toss? I guess it wouldn't make sense for you to toss small things.
What do you mean, like throw?
I imagine you just throw. You're always showing off
like
your strength.
Like you pick up an empty propane tank and just toss it around.
Oh, a baseball.
Do you have claws tattooed on your hands? What's going on there?
Oh, these are my T-Rex tattoos.
Oh, naturally.
Oh, wow.
Those fingers are impressive, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you should never get another tattoo because those being your only two is just like so badass. Just leave those.
That's what I've been told.
You should go full like lizard man T-Rex and start getting like the things implanted on your head and transform your body into that of a T-Rex. Shorten your arms maybe.
No.
Oh.
Probably a bad idea.
Good idea? No.
Would affect his day job. Yeah.
It would.
Well, the World's Strongest Man competition is coming up June the 15th to the 20th. 25 of the world's top strongmen are slated to face off in an epic series of events in Sacramento, including the first ever Titans Turntable, where athletes will push an antique locomotive 180 degrees. Evan Singleton has joined us. Evan, very much appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, guys.
Good promo read there.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Roy did not pay attention to that interview at all because he's been sitting in front of a box full of JR's barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, jerky.
Oh, wow.
Jerky.
Was that jerky?
Have you ever had beef jerky? I've never had beef jerky before.
Eat it right now. Eat it right now.
You've never had beef jerky?
I hope this is rolling still. Try beef jerky right now.
No. Yes, I want you to try it, please.
I'm good.
It's not that great.
No, try it. No, it is. It is.
It's weird that you've never had it, jerky. But you're not missing much.
Some mustard.
Eh. I'm all right.
Why?
It's just, you know, like dried out meat doesn't seem like... See, like this doesn't look appealing.
Oh, yeah.
It's not dried out meat. That's biltong. Jerky is like cured.
Yeah. Everybody knows
I'm trying
that.
To think of like a common food that I've never had, like just never had.
Yeah. Mm.
Have you ever had Cheetos?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Let's just play this game. Keep going.
I've never had a Snickers bar before.
You shut up. You're lying.
What?
Now you're just fucking lying.
Just when I go to a vending machine, I'm just not interested in the Snickers bar.
Just because that could be so, but you've never tasted a Snickers.
No.
What do you imagine it tastes like?
Chocolate.
I'm bringing a Snickers in tomorrow.
A heavy
we're
dose
doing this
of chocolate.
Look, we're starting the show tomorrow with him eating a Snickers.
Woody, okay. Why didn't you when Mike bought that Snickers bar last week? Why didn't you take it?
Because I don't have desire to eat a Snickers bar.
You don't like nuts?
Wow.
Like, are you? Do you like in your chocolate, like a crunchy?
Kids' charities to buy Snickers?
Oh yeah, I mean yeah. Occasionally I'll buy the bar from them, but I might like just leave it somewhere and have someone else eat it. You know. Just not interested in a Snickers
bar. Those chocolate bars are the worst.
There's probably like an alarming amount of things you'd find in a vending machine that I just have no interest in. That I like, you know,
like
vending
what?
Machine ne- food is
never
trash.
Never had a Reese's peanut butter cup before.
What?
Oh. What?
Witty?
No.
Witty.
Never had a Reese's peanut butter cup before. is of no interest.
You were
to
eating
me.
Candy like an hour ago.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of candy that I like. That bag over there, that's like Skittles, Sweet Tarts.
You don't like chocolate.
The gummy bears bag.
You don't like oh chocolate. My gosh, you what? Like the reject Halloween candy?
You like the worst candy.
Well, I don't
Have
like.
Have you had a Reese's egg?
No.
A tree? A no. pumpkin? No. A heart?
No. Wait, are we going too deep? Have you ever had chocolate?
I know, right?
Yeah, I've had chocolate
you
before.
Ice cream?
I really like a Hershey's cookies and cream, particularly a milk cookies and cream. Fantastic.
Wait a second. The way you answered the have you had chocolate before question was
same as I've never murdered people question. Like, I've never killed anyone.
Exactly.
Yes, I've had of chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah.
The never having had Snickers and Reese's is equal to the gelling your hair before bed. Like, this is insane, the things that you just revealed.
This is fucking
nuts that you've never
had. Have you had a Nestle Crunch Bar?
I have had a Nestle. I quite like a Nestle Crunch Bar.
Have you had a Milky Way?
No.
See, Milky Way's at least crap. Like, I've had a Milky Way, but it's not good.
Like
that. Well, there goes that Milky Way sponsorship.
Yeah.
Kit Kat?
No.
Oh, wow.
I've never had a piece. What well, actually, you know what?
Dude,
well,
what is wrong with you?
He
you
wouldn't
think,
enjoy it.
I think I might. Oh, wow. I was just handed a Milky Way.
Oh, the crap one.
Eat it.
All right. Fair enough.
Well then,
have you had like a Hershey's Kiss
oh,
before?
Oh, God, no. This is like stuck to the paper. This is
been
bad.
For a while. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's some leakage here of the Milky Way.
It's so weird. Were you not a child?
I'm telling you, I just like I love this Skittle more than I loved anything chocolate related. I like chocolate based candy was not really for me.
All right, narrate us.
All right, here we go.
You eating
what?
The
what's inside of it? What's like the goo in the Milky Way?
Oh, you'll find out.
Just eat it.
It's quite good.
Nougat and caramel.
Quite good. Sticking in my teeth a little bit, but you know what I really enjoyed as a kid?
He's the water pick.
I need one badly right now.
What's that, Chris?
You know what I really enjoyed? Whenever my relatives from Colombia would come over, and they bring over Chocolatina Jets. Have you ever had a Chocolatina Jet before? That's good chocolate.
Can't say I have.
I'll bring some. I'll find some on Amazon or something. I'll bring them in. Chocolatina Jet's fantastic.
When you went trick or treating as a kid, assuming you did.
I know, right? You never know. I did. You never know
with this kid. What did you do with all of the candy?
The chocolate, but like three. By the way, never had a Three Musketeers. That's another one never had before.
You won't like that one.
Okay. I just like my brother mostly took those. My brother liked he was like a big M&M's guy, and like it was he was the chocolate based guy, and I was more like the fruit based Starburst, Skittles, gummy bears, that kind of thing. That was more my that was more my speed.
What would you dress up as for Halloween?
I had this like Miami Dolphins kind of like scary mask.
Murderer.
That was
Henry
like
Ford.
Henry Ford, is that what you just said?
Yeah, Thomas Edison.
Yeah, I just had like a scary mask for like a dolphin scary mask that I had.
What were you, just the scary dolphin guy?
Yeah, basically.
I had like one Halloween like that where I went to Party City and I just saw like a bunch of things that I liked and I put them on and they didn't really match at all. It was like this weird like mask and then there was like a cape of some kind and then some sort of like weapon of some kind. And people would ask me like, what are you? And I'm like, I don't really know. I just kind of liked all these things. So I wanted to try it out.
Halloween costumes were stressful.
Yeah,
as a kid.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I didn't like it. I was really into Pokemon as a kid. I think I was a Pokemon one year. I forget which one.
You did not forget which Pokemon you were. You remember?
I genuinely have forgotten. It was blue. It was like a baby blue shade, and I don't remember it.
Blastoid.
That sounds in the ballpark.
Unless your parents were willing to spend like $100 on a costume or someone like made you a costume,
yeah.
Which my parents did neither. Like I just ended up being a soccer player every year and wearing my soccer uniform to trick or treat because like I had no, I had nothing.
You had no access to a good costume. I'll see if I will definitely not bring in any pictures and I will definitely not allow them to end up in the hands of Juju because then they will be blasted across America. But I will ask my parents what the catalog of Halloween costumes that I was.
Hmm.
I think my brother is super into being a Power Ranger, and so I might have joined him on being a Power Ranger one year.
I was a Power Ranger one year.
Yeah.
I hated the Power Rangers.
Really?
Well, I didn't hate the Power Rangers. I hated that I always had to be the Blue Ranger because his name was Billy. I never wanted to be the Blue Ranger. I always
Which
wanted
one
to
did
be
you
the
want
Red
to be?
Ranger. The Red
the
Ranger.
Black Power Ranger was my first imaginary friend.
What?
There was multiple imaginary. Are you an only child? You're not an only child, are you?
I have an older sister. Yeah.
Was she real though or imaginary?
She's real, but she lives very far away.
And you would just talk to the Black Power Ranger, or how?
Well, his name was Zach. I don't actually know if that's his real name, but he was the one that like was in the all black, you know, like Power Ranger costume.
And you just have conversations with Zach at times?
No, he would just like hang out with me. And then one day, my dog is scratching herself. I don't know if you can hear that.
That's the ticks.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And then one day, I went to the movies and Zach was sitting next to me. I think I was probably like 4 or 5 years old. I think I was actually going to see the Pokemon movie when that came out.
Mm.
And some lady sat in the chair next to me and she sat on him and killed him.
Oh, my God. And did you recover from that? I mean, it sounds like you haven't fully.
That's some serious childhood trauma.
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. Like, I was like, oh, shit. My imaginary friend just died.
What'd your parents tell you?
Like, grow up? I don't know. Probably. Was that tough love?
Was that your first time coping with loss?
Probably, Billy, yeah. And I think, like, in retrospect, it's a little weird that I invented a death storyline for my imaginary friend. But then again, you guys did hear my tooth fairy.
You threatened to kill this tooth fairy.
Wait, I don't remember.
Turn
that.
It into chili.
I don't remember that anecdote. I remember the tooth fairy anecdote.
Really?
Yeah. Was I off one day when you told this anecdote?
Actually, I think you were on vacation. It was in the post game. I had a letter to the tooth fairy. I'll send it to you. Oh. In which I threatened to kill the tooth fairy if he or she didn't leave me money and then turn he or she into chili.
Wow.
And I left that note for the tooth
fairy. Why do you have this aggressive streak?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think I was just really imaginative.
Also, why didn't your imaginary friend just get up before the person sat down?
Yeah. Did Zach not see the person coming?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know. I guess not.
Did Zach put up much of a fight or just kind of accepted his
just
fate?
Just got squished, yeah. Wow. Did you guys have imaginary friends or am I like on an island here?
You're the only person.
No, I don't want you to feel alone on this. Like
the beef jerky.
I do. It's delicious.
It looks awful. It just looks
just a bite. Just a bite.
Well, I think Roy just downed it all, so.
There are three packs in.
Oh God. No, I don't want it. There's one. No. I had a Milky Way. That's enough
enough adventure for one day.
That's enough experimenting for one day.
But there's one strip of teriyaki left.
Oh yeah, get some of that.
Try it.
I'm good.
Just a little teriyaki. Yeah, it's good.
I'm good.
Just a bite. Lick it.
I'm good. It's my Larry David voice.
Chris, Cody, do you have an imaginary friend?
I didn't. Not that I can think of. I mean, maybe when I was really young. My daughter seems to. She's always talking, like, you know, hosting dinners up in her playroom and stuff. So, like, at that
maybe
age,
she sees ghosts or something.
I was going to say the same thing.
Well,
yeah.
She seems to enjoy them, so she's not afraid of them. So, maybe.
That's okay. Not all ghosts are bad.
Casper.
True. Friendly. Ghost.
Yeah, but he had like weird cousins, right? Or were those his uncles?
Uncles, I believe.
Those dudes were creepy.
Yeah, they're kind of mean.
Roy's trying to contribute with a mouthful of beef jerky.
My mic's not even on.
Roy, like that. So, also, beef jerky looks like it's very hard to chew through.
It is.
It seems like it's hard work.
But you know, there's one very simple way for you to put aside all of these like preconceived notions of what beef jerky is. Just bite into it and then you'll know if it's hard
food
to bite through or what it tastes like.
I am generally not a judger of appearance on a human level, but on a food level, I am.
You went around telling all the NBA coaches they needed to wear suits today.
Well, they need to wear suits. I'm not judging them for it. I'm saying this is, you know, part of what we do as coaches. You know, you put on a suit. But I don't like look at someone and go and make judgments about who they are based off how they appear. But I do that for food. You ever look at food and go, that can't be good? Yeah. I think of like hummus, for instance. Hummus looks awful. Like, I'm just saying, if I said to you, this is what this food looks like, it looks terrible.
Grounded up chickpeas look awful to you?
It does. It looks terrible.
Roy, please swallow. You're going to choke, buddy.
I am a professional food chewer, so I'm pretty good. Well, I'm not going to choke.
What's something that looks really good that you think is not that good, Woody?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Is it?
I like a raw not a raw onion, like a red onion that you get on a burger. That actually looks quite good, but I always take it off.
That actually is a good example.
Wow, I came up with that off the top of my head. I'm generally bad at improvising. I feel good about my submission.
Good job.
Thank
I
you,
feel
Roy.
So when I went on the Greg Cody podcast with Greg Cody last week, he asked me like right off the jump, like, what is something weird that you do? Like, what's the weirdest thing about you? And there's so many things, but I couldn't think of a single thing. Like, I was literally like, I had to recycle my silverware take, which was like, we've already discussed.
Yeah.
But,
you really started by throwing me under the bus for my hair gel take and I had to defend myself.
Right. Well, obviously, yeah. But yeah, and what I should have said was my FlightAware tracking thing, which I've talked to you
yes.
about. Yes. But I completely blanked and like couldn't think of anything.
I like
so
how you
bad.
Tried to make me feel weird for questioning that obsession with private planes. Like, you're like, what? No, well, people do that. Oh, what are you talking about? Yeah,
all planes,
FlightAware.
Really.
Yeah.
So you do like the FlightAware. That's the thing where you can just kind of see all the planes that are in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like when I'm in anywhere, specifically like the beach, like in Miami or like, you know, somewhere where there's like a wide open sky and something like a plane flies overhead, I always see where it's coming from and where it's going and like try to see what type of plane it is, like the airline, etc. And I like to, you know, it's just like a fun hobby that I
have.
Is
there an app for that? That sounds interesting to me. Like, how do I do that? Whoa.
FlightAware.
Wow.
I mean, you'll get on some lists that you can't fly places, but
no,
it's
you
okay.
won't. No, it's like this is a real hobby. There's an app for it. Like, it's a people do this for a living. There's also people who go to airports and take photos, like professional photos of all the planes like lifting off and coming back down, just like as a hobby, just
I've
to like
that.
See what planes are out there.
Because I've taken my daughter, she likes to look at planes, to this like thing for Fort Lauderdale Airport where you can just watch planes land and take off, and there's always just dudes out there with their cameras.
Now, I don't want to get you excited, but when you move to Miami, you can do the same thing with ships and boats.
Oh my God. Billy, after that Suez Canal crisis and I found out that there was that cargo ship tracking thing, I was like, holy shit. And the last time I was in Miami, there was a huge cargo ship out in the ocean and I was like, where is this thing coming from? And I looked, mm-hmm. It was so cool. And so I'm already on the ship tracking thing. But yeah, there are ships also, like the Hudson River, you know, huge port in New York. So, but Miami, you can see them more easily. I also was wondering, you guys, so when I was in Miami last week, there were cruise ships docked, like, I think they were docked in the ocean, but there was, I don't think anyone on them, because I don't think cruises have resumed yet. So are those just like ghost ships, like going out and coming back every day? Like, what's going on with that?
They have like skeleton crews on them, not actual skeletons, Chris. They have just like kind of light crews of people on there. And then they'll like, you know, go back and forth. But cruising resumed this week, not out of Miami. But really? I think in the Bahamas, they started cruising again.
Do you have to be vaccinated?
It's a good question, because there's been like back and forth things. Like there was like some fully vaccinated cruises, and then there were some places where they kind of like decided we're going to go against that because governors threatened to fine the companies for making people prove that they were vaccinated, $5,000 per occurrence. So they said, you know what? Maybe not the most important thing to make sure people are vaccinated going on cruises. So
I went to an event last night at the Tribeca Film Festival, and you had to show a vaccine card to get in.
Really?
It was a fully vaccinated event. Yeah. It was a comedy show. And so everyone inside didn't have masks on.
I mean, here we just have that kind of event, and you just have to trust that every, like, you know, you're fine being vaccinated yourself, but not everyone in the room will be. Which I do at this point. Trust that Dr. Fauci seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Why do you make faces at me whenever, like, I see you're like...
I just like to make faces in general. Like, they're not all at you.
You're a face maker?
Mm. Yeah. I just, like, I think it keeps keeps it interesting.
Well, it's a chance.
Every single time...
Jan Bednarek.
It has to be a British accent.
Jan Bednarek has to be scoring.
Just don't understand why. Why?
It's just like, you know, it's the voice that I speak soccer in.
Oh, okay.
Hey guys, it's Mike Fuentes. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. My last year has been crazy. Started off editing videos for Dan, a podcast here and there, and now I basically do everything there is for Mystery Crate. And it's not about doing something different. It's about doing something that makes me happy. Something that makes me smile. Something that's not as simple as you think. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. Less filling and only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.